The devil is always ready to send a storm out. Now these three Hebrew children had prepared. Back in Daniel 1, you'll find, they said, we're not going to defile ourselves with the king's meat. We may be in Babylon, but we're not going to live like the Babylonians. They separated themselves to God and conformed to God's ways and word. Now they were ready. We're not careful, answer you, O king. If it be so, the God that we serve, he's able to deliver us. But if not, be it known, we'll not bow down to your gods nor serve these gods of Babylon. Boy, he threw him in the fiery furnace. The storm had raised. The storm had struck suddenly. But the fourth man was in the fire like he was on the hinder part of the ship the disciples were tossed to and fro upon. Praise God! When you build your house on the rock, when you put your trust in God, when you build up your strength for those storms that you know are going to descend suddenly upon you, in a moment, you're ready. You call for that reserve strength that you built for those occasions. And in an instant of time, that strength comes. The faith of God, that trust in God comes. Daniel in Daniel 6 was thrown to the lion's den. When he knew the king had passed a law that any man for 30 days had offered a petition to any god but the king would be summarily cast in the lion's den, Daniel opened his window and prayed three times a day just like he always did. Didn't slow down a bit. He was ready for the crisis. Whatever crisis came, whatever storm descended, I'm going to be ready for it. I've got to obey God and be strong because I know the storms are going to hit me. He was ready. Here come the accusation. The law was enforced. He was taken before the king. You're guilty. The king was sorry, but the law was inalterable. So he said, Daniel, the God that you serve, I know that he's able to deliver thee. And he went that night without eating. He went that night fasting, no music. The next morning before daylight, he went to the top of the den and cried with a lamentable voice, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God been able to deliver thee? He's all broken up. Daniel was asleep. He roused up. Said, oh, king, live forever. My God has sent his angel. My God has sent his angel. Hallelujah. I was ready for this trial. I knew I was going to get tried. We know it. Then why don't we get ready for it? We're going to have a storm. Then get prepared for a storm. Don't get the storm flag down. Down there on the coast, they got red flags they put up. They're hurricane flags. And one's approaching, you see them things all down the coast flag. Red flags. They tell you you better get to some high land. You got time. Do it while you have time. Get ready for the storm. And that's what the Lord's telling us. Paul and Silas, when they were in jail, they got in there. They didn't call for the Civil Liberties Union. The Bible said they prayed and sang praises to God. They were ready for that crisis. Their backs beating. Their bodies aching with pain. They got hurt worse than Jeff did in that wreck last Sunday. They beat them unmercifully and threw them in a stinking dungeon. Their feet in stocks. They went there with the common criminals. But at midnight, when they sang and prayed, the Holy Ghost came in, or the angels, and shook that jailer. The doors flew open, and the jailer rushed in and was going to kill himself. Don't harm yourself. We're all here. Praise God. They were ready for that crisis. When the crisis erupted, that strength that they built for that storm come forth and gripped the solid rock, and they never blew off course. When the morning came, they went home to the jailer, had breakfast with him, and taught his whole family the word of God, and his whole house was saved, and they baptized him the very same time. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Breakfast was before day. The Bible said it was still night, but it was well in the morning. Praise God. That's wonderful. You got to be ready for these storms. And you and I is going to have the same storms to confront. They can come on us anytime. You've got to be ready for them, or you're going to get shipwrecked, or at least you're going to get drift, pushed off course out of the true channel. A Christian may have to weave and tack. The wind may assail you and blow you off course just a little bit. But a Christian will ever keep his ship headed toward the real harbor. He'll have his compass set, and he won't change the setting just because the winds assail him. He'll ever stay in the true channel, and if he's blown out, he'll head back to that true channel and keep his eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the captain. We're the navigator. Our ship's alive is our life, and it's going to be wrecked if we don't keep our compass set according to the Word of God. The Lord will be with us if we'll keep our eyes on Jesus, who is the pilot. When we get in trouble, the Lord ain't going to let us steer straight down the channel. He's going to let our ships bump the bottom and get in storms and hit the bars and everything. What does that make you do? Call the pilot. Hey, pilot, I'm in trouble. Praise the Lord. And he comes to our rescue like he's told his disciples. Why are you fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? And he rebuked the winds and there was a great calm. That's the thing. We need the pilot. When we feel our ship dragging anchor, call for the pilot. The navigator's in trouble, pilot. Hurry up and get me back on course again. And that's the wise thing to do. We must be ready for these crises of life that we're all confronted with almost daily. But God will help us. That anchor that we have in the rock, where does it reach? Clear up in the veil where Jesus has entered. It grips them up yonder, clear in that veil. And I tell you, you can't get swept off course or you will be there after the storm right where you anchored if you'll keep true to God and anchor in His Word. You won't suffer defeat nor shipwreck. Let us pray. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you tonight, Father. For Jesus, who is the anchor, His Word is our anchor. We thank you, Lord, that we have an anchor steadfast and sure that enters in the veil. Lord, and we thank you, God, that we've anchored in the rock of ages. We've anchored our soul in the haven of rest. We'll sail those wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep over the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus, we're safe evermore. I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd heal, dear Lord, every breach. You'll heal every, Lord, every old spirit, dear God, that's easily disturbed. That instability will be healed, for a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And an anchor of the soul keeps us stable. It keeps us secure. We don't become alarmed. We don't panic. Lord, we don't get out here and start screaming in the middle of everything, for our anchor is in the rock of ages. Help us to remain calm, stable, poised, and restful right in the middle of these crises, Lord, for you'll give us that rest. And that rest, dear Lord, will make us strong. The work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effects of righteousness shall be peace and stability, which is the strength of our times. I pray that you'll give us that stability that we need. Lord, as we've anchored in the Word of God, that our meek and quiet spirits will not get disturbed or emotionally distressed because of the storms that assail us, until finally our soul is anchored in Jesus and we don't get disturbed. We don't get on those wild seas no more. We let them sweep over the wild stormy deep. We just rest in Jesus for our strength and stability and peace that is forevermore. God bless tonight and touch every heart and soul here to be anchored in the rock for Jesus' sake. And amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk.